There are certain locker room characters the media just love because they can count on catching sound bites like this one after the Broncos boosted their record to 4-1 last Sunday.
As soon as we start thinking we better than we are, or like my dad says, start smelling your own underwear, that's when you're going to have problems.
It's more than Kennard Lang's post-game prose that make him a valuable addition to this team. He's an emotional spark plug. It's the fact that once he arrived, the original Cleveland core of defensive linemen was once again lining up together on Sundays, something former Browns D-line coach and current Broncos coach Andre Patterson can appreciate.
I got all the guys that I'm really close with. You know, there's only two left there now, and that's Orpheus Roy and Alvin McKinley. And, you know, we were very fortunate to get Kennard. I mean, he's really helped us out a ton, not only on the football field, but also in the meeting room and locker room.
And this weekend, Lang will dress in the visitors' locker room of Cleveland Browns Stadium, and even he doesn't quite know what to expect when he jogs onto the field.
You know what, to be honest with you, it's unpredictable. But Cleveland fans are so hardcore and dedicated to their team, so I wouldn't be surprised if I get booed, because that's just how they are. So, you know, I'm just going with it. Whatever happens, happens.
And as far as Lang is concerned, Sunday's date with the Browns is just a chance to win another football game.
It's not one of them games that has circled on my schedule and say this team, that, because I approached every team the same, so I just roll with it.
In Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall reporting for Broncos TV.